Fort Myers resident Melissa Bell says becoming a backyard beekeeper was just a natural fit. She's an organic gardener, and her name means honeybee in Greek. And after all, the bees chose her.
They started moving into my house. They moved into my wall, they lived there. I because I'm a gardener, I was like, well, you know, they're helping pollinate my garden, and I let them stay, and then you could hear the colony getting bigger and bigger, and they basically sung me to sleep every night because they were right at, you know, the head of my bed.
Bell decided to start maintaining honeybee colonies and hive boxes in her yard after having the bees removed from her walls twice.
There was a lot of honey out of the wall, but once I got to taste that honey, I was like, we have to have bees. So I've been hooked ever since. It's like, this is the, you know, flowers from my neighborhood and the essence of this place.
Bell's story is hardly unique. Florida's honey industry is consistently one of the top five in the nation with a more than $13 million annual economic impact. It's driven by commercial beekeepers who maintain thousands of hives apiece. But according to the Florida Department of Agriculture, most registered beekeepers in the state are hobbyists or niche pollinators like Bell. And the Florida Apiary Division's Assistant Chief David Westervelt says interest in beekeeping has increased dramatically in the last 3 years.
At that time, we had about 900 beekeepers that were registered in the state. And what has happened since then, we've gone up to about 2,600 beekeepers, which 95% of those are niche pollinators.
Lifelong commercial beekeeper and president of the Florida State Beekeepers Association, Gary Ranker, says as the number of urban backyard beekeepers began growing, so too did the number of cities and counties passing ordinances that ban beekeeping in residential areas. Those prohibitions were the impetus behind the new law removing those bans on urban beekeeping.
For the past several years, we've been noticing a lot of municipalities just basically going online and looking at what other municipalities throughout the country has done and just wrote an ordinance up outlawing beekeeping in their area, not necessarily giving good education or judgment to allowing beekeepers to keep bees.
Among the concerns behind prohibiting local beekeeping has been the establishment of feral Africanized bee colonies, which are quicker to sting than their European honeybee counterparts if they feel threatened. But Westervelt with the State Apiary Division says having more docile European honeybee colonies around can actually help to breed out the aggressive behavior in the feral Africanized bees.
The male is the one that actually carries the grumpy gene because that's what mates with the young queens. And as long as you have more European drones out there competing against the African, you'll keep a gentler strain of even Africanized bees. Areas like Tampa, where they have a larger population of niche pollinators and have for probably 40 years, and their Africanized bees that are in that area are naturally gentle. And, you know, they're not as aggressive or defensive, as we like to say, as what your ones are in Fort Myers or in Fort Lauderdale.
Still others argue there are potential safety issues the new law doesn't address.
Some cities would like to enact protections or ordinances dealing with a prohibition of apiaries or beekeepers within 100 feet of schools or something of the like. So that was our concern.
That's Ryan Matthews. He's a legislative advocate with the Florida League of Cities. He says the league no longer opposes the law. He's convinced the State Apiary Division can handle statewide regulation of the industry. But Matthews says his group still opposes the measure, striking down local bee ordinances for ideological reasons. After all, the Florida League of Cities is meant to protect a city's right to home rule. Even though local municipalities can no longer pass their own urban beekeeping restrictions, residents concerned about the safety of a neighbor's hive can complain to the state, and an apiary inspector will evaluate it. Westervelt says even with a spike in backyard beekeeping, the number of complaints his agency responds to hasn't increased significantly, and that more often than not, the complaints are less about the bees and more about neighbors not getting along.
That's what 90% of them are, and we always have those problems.
Westervelt says he and other members of the Honeybee Technical Council are holding meetings to review current beekeeping regulations, but says he doesn't think the new law will have much impact on best management practices already in place. Meanwhile, gardener and backyard beekeeper Melissa Bell says she's happy with the new law, and after all, she points out, roughly one-third of the planet's food crops are attributed to pollination.
there's a great disconnect between this idea of residences and animals and vegetables and all of these ordinances that are created that kind of put us under the illusion that we're not relying on these things for life. It's in everybody's interest that likes to eat.
John Davis, WGCU News.